And a very good evening to you. Welcome to a special Colchester Live. And tonight we welcome live into the studio Mark Westall and Claire Ellington, both from Tendring Care Line. Tendring Care Line, sponsors of our request programme, which is coming up in about an hour from now. They'll be talking about the work of the service that's been going for a large number of years, more years than I understood. But more of that after we've heard from Rick Astley.
You know I love you, but you don't know how much. You know I need you, I need your touch. You know I love you, but you don't know how much. No, you don't, no, you don't, no, you don't. But we could find a better way. Have to find a better way. We can find a better way to prove it, prove it, prove it. It's a beautiful life. If you give it a chance, it can make you dance. It's a no sound. Do you feel it? The world is turning. No, you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't. We can find a better way. Have to find a better way. We can find a better way to prove it, prove it, prove it. It's a
that's Rick Astley, a voice from the 1980s, but still very much going today, starting a programme this evening, and Beautiful Life. So I'm delighted to welcome back into the studio. It doesn't feel like a year ago, but it is a year ago since we last had Mark and Claire in the studio. Good evening.
Hello, Andy. How are you doing?
Hello.
Welcome to the programme. Now, you both represent Tendring Care Line. Mark, you're Head of Customer and Commercial Services. Claire, Service Development Manager. Talking before the programme, you've had a busy year. Mark, tell us a little bit about the whole idea of the service, what it's all about.
Sure. So, Care Line, as you said earlier, Care Line's been going for 32 years this year. We're council-owned. And the aim of Care Line is to help people to live independently in their homes for longer. I'm afraid it's a fact of life that as we get older, things become more difficult, but Care Line's there to actually help you when things do become more difficult.
And Claire, explain some of the services that you offer to help people out in the community.
So the basic service is where we put a small box into somebody's home connected to an electric socket and a telephone line. And along with the box comes a button that you can press in an emergency to get right. help, to ask for a doctor if you've fallen over, if you'd like us to call your family for you. So in addition to that, we'll look at your needs and we will select pieces of equipment that will help you to live more independently. So if you've got a gas boiler, for instance, we would fit a carbon monoxide detector, smoke detectors, peel dispensers, bed sensors, chair sensors. There's a huge list of all different types of equipment that we can put in place to help you. So all of those devices, they would not only just activate, but they actually connect with your box and they would come through to the Care Line Control Centre. So if a smoke alarm, for instance, activates, it will come through, it will tell us who you are, where you live, all your medical details, who your family are, but most importantly, it will tell us it's your smoke alarm that's going off.
Yeah.
So we will know that potentially there might be a fire in your property and you could be at risk.
So you're really a help at the end of the telephone, yes. Providing somebody subscribed to the service and got your box.
Yes.
And is it 24 hours a day?
It is. 365 days a year.
Including Christmas Day, yes. So Mark, 32 years, I can imagine the technology 32 years ago was somewhat different to what it is today. We'll talk about some of the modern stuff in a minute, but can you remember back to some of the older stuff?
I can't remember back that far because I'm far too young, but I've seen the pictures and, well, if you can imagine 1987, what the old computers looked like then, they were the size of a room.
Yeah.
And We had obviously less customers back then. Things were very different. Nowadays, everything is the bits of equipment that we've got. All of it can connect. It's digitally connects, which allows us to protect people in lots of different ways. But I mean, back in 1987, it was the equivalent of pre-calculator days.
Yeah.
Some of my staff that are still in the control centre were there back when it started.
Wow.
And they have told me they didn't have a computer like we have now. It was a box, and a little ticket used to come out of the box with some numbers on it, and they used to have to try and find who that service user was. So very, very different.
How things change, and I guess the next 32 years, who knows what will happen?
Well, I imagine everything's going to become smaller, yeah. More easily accessible. The big buzz at the moment is wearable devices, so the equipment goes with you wherever you are, doesn't keep you in your home. So people are really liking that.
Absolutely. We're talking about that. Perhaps we'll talk about one of your new products that's about to come up, but we'll do that after we've heard the first of our songs. And these have all been chosen by you two during the programme. They've all got a bit of a connection. The first one's the Beatles and Help.
I need somebody, help, not just anybody, help, you know I need someone, help. When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find, I've changed my mind, I'll open up the doors. Being round, help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please, please help me? Now my life has changed in so many ways. My independence seems to vanish in the haze. But every now and then I feel so insecure.
Pretty apt, isn't it? Whoever chose that one was certainly thinking pretty tactically. Now then, Mark, you were talking about before the music, you were talking about one of your new products come out. It's your wearable. I can see you've got a picture in front of us. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so it's a personal alarm watch. I mean, it does exactly what it says on the tin. It is a watch. if that's all you need to use it for, then it will tell you the time and it will measure your steps, helps you think about your health.
Yeah.
But the important thing about this watch is it comes with a SIM card already fitted and a very discreet panic button on the top. Should you need help when you're not in your home, or even if you're in your home, but this particularly works well when you're outside of your home, you just hit the panic button and it puts a call through to Careline where we can actually have a two-way conversation with you through the watch.
Wow.
It's a fantastic piece of kit. So your call would be triaged in the normal way by our operators. They'd all ask you all the questions that they need to know to work out what situation you're in. What is really important about it though, and this is not Big Brother at all, but once you press that panic button, it fires up the GPS locating device. So we can then go onto a mapping system and we will know exactly where you are, so we know where to send help to. As I said, it's not Big Brother, that only works while you're pressing the panic button.
Yeah. And Claire, a long way, you don't need to be near your black box.
You don't. So you've got more independence. You can go out, you can be with your friends, but still knowing that you can contact Careline at any time.
I think the other thing that's really important about it is just a watch.
Yeah.
To all intents and purposes, it looks a bit like your Fitbit, so nobody need know that you're a vulnerable person until you need to use it.
But a smartwatch that really is pretty smart from that perspective.
Yeah, so it really, it's a simple piece of kit, it's a piece of kit that works well. It's got one function, it's getting us to help you.
And that's brand new, is it? It's about to launch locally?
So the company that we're getting them from have literally launched them this week on the website.
Wow.
So they will be selling them on a national basis, but we are their monitoring centre, but also we've got our own batch of watches that we can get out to people in North Essex.
Okay, so what with that and the other technology, Claire, why wouldn't people join it? How do they do it? How do they join you? How do they find out more?
It's really easy. All they've got to do is give us a phone call and we can book them in for a demonstration. We can fit the equipment at the time of demonstration if they choose to. They do get 12 weeks free with the box system. And it's as simple as that.
To try and buy as well. That's,
it is.
Can't get any better. And how many people do you have on your books at the minute?
We've got just over 3,000 people in tendering.
Mm-hmm.
So we also monitor other parts of Essex. So after 6 o'clock during the week and at weekends and bank holidays, we're up to about 8,000 local people that we're looking after.
So you're doing it on behalf of other similar services that don't operate 24/7?
That's exactly correct, yeah.
But talking about the personal alarm watch, a really exciting part of it for me is the fact that I think it's really good for children and anybody, absolutely anybody. My son, I've got to say, I took it home to demonstrate it and he said, "Mum, can I have one?" I think he thought he was a little bit like James Bond, you know, speaking in the watch. But I just think, especially when they're walking to school and back from school, you worry about them, don't you? You don't really want them to be carrying a phone with them, and that's just a perfect way to call for help if you need to.
Yeah. What I like about it is, you know, obviously there are other systems available, but that's really inconspicuous. It's a watch, nobody would know.
And I think the thing is, you don't need to know how it works, you just need to know that it works.
Yeah. So you're expecting to provide quite a few of these as part of somebody's package?
Yeah, so we've purchased 50 watches. We hope that we'll get them out into tendering very, very quickly. And before long, we're making another order for another 50.
I reckon you might be doing that sooner than you think. Yeah, as I say, I might have one of those as well. Let's move on to another piece of music. And then after what, we're going to talk about some of the other services like lifting and your connection with the voluntary services in Clacton. Second piece of music is from Fontella Bass, Rescue Me. Any reason for this other than the obvious?
First of all, it's a soul record, so we all like soul. But apart from that, I just thought the title was very apt.
Absolutely. Let's hear it.
Take me in your arms, rescue me. I want your tender charm.
on Telebass. 1965, that was a hit and well chosen between you two. Now then, this time last year when we were last here, I know you were talking about a new service that you're introducing all around helping to lift people, because obviously people sometimes can be difficult to lift. So how's that service going, Claire?
Really, really well. So before we had this service, somebody would press their button and tell us they were on the floor. We would call an ambulance and inform their family. That put a lot of pressure on the ambulance service, and most of our people who had fallen over, they weren't necessarily injured, they just toppled over.
Yeah.
So we've introduced this service, and people are falling over, we go out, our staff are trained by the paramedics and by a special company who teach them how to move and handle people in the appropriate way. We've got special lifting equipment, which is, it looks a little bit like a deck chair, but Mark always says it reminds him of Meccano. It comes in 7 pieces, and whilst somebody's on the floor, we can just build the chair around them, push the button, and it will pick them up.
Wow.
So it's a really, really clever piece of kit. Our service users absolutely love it, and it's such a rewarding service. Both myself and Mark have been out lifting people, and it's lovely to do.
And I guess because people ring you at first, you can assess whether it's something that you can do, whether they need an ambulance or something. So I mean it's perfect, you know.
That's right. First of all, we'll triage over the phone.
Yep.
And we will then send somebody out. There's a full assessment that our staff need to go through to assess whether or not they feel it's safe to lift. If they don't, obviously we will call an ambulance, but if they go through all that assessment and it is safe to lift, then we can pick them up, inform the families, and it's just really nice.
And I presume you pick them up and then arrange for them to get home or whatever as well?
Well, quite often they've fallen in their homes.
Right, in the home, okay.
So we go to their homes and, yeah, and we'll pick them up and make sure they're okay, give them a cup of tea, and they're back on their way.
Yeah, and sometimes we might let the GP know or next of kin know, you know, mum's fallen or Mrs. Smith has fallen, just want to call in on her in the next few hours. It just adds a little bit of peace of mind for people.
Absolutely. I've got this picture in my head of a Meccano deck chair. I guess it's a bit like a scissor lift or that sort of operation.
Yeah, exactly. It's a fantastic piece of kit. It can be operated by one person, which is,
wow,
it's that thing that allows us to be able to do it, because we're not having to send two people out. And it's basically works on a remote control. So the lifter will have one hand just supporting the person's head as they're lifted, and the other hand is on the remote control.
Wow.
Really good piece of equipment.
Absolutely. And last year, you were talking about introducing it slowly, hoping to be able to get up to speed. Are you now up to speed?
Yep, we're fully up to speed now. So I think we've been fully staffed for the last 3 months. In December, just the month just gone, we lifted 123 people. So that's 123 ambulances we've saved.
Yeah.
Between April and December, last year, it was 580 people. So we're gradually picking up speed to where we're doing more than 100 a month.
Yeah.
It started pretty steady already in January. And I was just looking at the stats this morning. And if things go the way they're going, we'll lift 1,100 people this year.
Which, as you said earlier, 1,100 less ambulance trips.
Yeah.
1,100 less panicked people at home, you know.
Yeah, so one of the things about this is, for us, it's a key performance indicator that we have to get to people within 45 minutes.
Right.
Whereas for an ambulance call out, if somebody's not hurt, it's a low priority. So it's a difference between 45 minutes and 4 and a bit hours.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, everything you do seems to be pretty fantastic and almost a no-brainer why you wouldn't have it in your house. You were talking about your statistics. We're going to come back to your statistics earlier, because I was reading your annual report and you haven't met a statistic for ages.
No, actually probably for years. So it's one of those things where a statistic doesn't tell the whole story.
No.
So one of our KPIs is that we have to pick up an incoming call within 60 seconds. But actually, it's what you do on that call that's
absolutely
more important.
Yep.
You want to pick it up quickly, but then you've got to make the right decisions and get
somebody to respond in the right way. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, fantastic. And I know you've been linking up, Claire, with local CVS as well in Clacton. Tell us what you're doing with them.
So we are working with Tendring Community Voluntary Services on a winter warmer project. So anybody in the Tendring area, if they have a need during the winter, so for instance their heating breaks down, their children need school clothes, coats, you know, blankets, hot water bottles, flasks, we can provide little bundles of hats and gloves and blankets and heaters. If we really need to, we can assess for if do we need an engineer out there. So anybody who is in need in Tendring, we want to make sure that they're warm and they have got enough food during the cold months of the winter.
They don't necessarily need to be subscribed to the Care
Line.
No,
they don't.
No, in fact, most of the people won't be Care Line customers. They'll just be residents. So this is a great service that's offered by the voluntary services.
Absolutely. Well, perhaps we'll find out more about that. And it's only till March, April time?
Yeah, it's just for the cold weather.
For the cold spell, yeah.
So we're working with them because we can be their control centre 24 hours a day. So where there is a need, and because we've got a response service, we can take things out to people, you know, in the middle of the night and if need be.
Yeah, we've got places we can store all the everything, all the wherewithal to actually make this happen. So we have to store stock anyway.
So it's just another service that you can add. So yeah. Something else to be there for your customers.
Yeah, and there's no cost to the vulnerable person for this whatsoever.
Fantastic. On that note, let's go to another song. This is the Jackson 5 and I'll Be There Again. I can't remember why you've had this one. Great song, here it is. Jackson there, and the Jackson 5, and I'll be there. So let's go back to the day-to-day running of the service. You know, obviously you talked about having people on air, on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Where does it all happen? Where's the magic happen?
So we're based in Clacton-on-Sea, and it is a purpose-built control centre. All of our staff obviously all are in there. It's very busy in the mornings because all of our assessment staff and response staff are in there, and the operators will be in there logging on there, taking the calls, taking over a handover from the previous shift. So it's constantly buzzing in there. The control centre is authorised access only, so because of the personal data that we hold in there, not anybody is allowed to go in there.
And is there a particular time of the day where you're more busy than not? I guess emergencies at any time, but is there a trend?
It's really difficult to say, because sometimes some mornings it can be really quiet, and other mornings it can be unbelievably busy, and that can go on the same on every single shift. Right. So
I guess you could say that overnight, between maybe 11 o'clock in the evening and 6 o'clock the next morning, it definitely goes a bit quieter. But our staff that are in the control centre then are preparing everything we need for the next day that's going to happen.
Yeah.
So there's never a dull moment.
They're not sitting twiddling their thumbs, there's always something to do.
No,
they're definitely not sitting twiddling their thumbs. We were talking earlier about the actual number of calls we deal with. We always keep an eye on the peaks and troughs. You can never know when the next call's coming in, but we do know that averagely, every 28 days, it's 17,000 calls. And if I was quicker, I'd be able to work out how many in a minute. So there's hardly ever a time when there's not a call going through.
No. And I guess your subscriber base is increasing all the time, so that number's only going to go in one direction.
It's just natural. We are actually living longer.
Yeah.
So if you're living longer, you'll have more people who become vulnerable. So just pure demographics, the number of people that have got our service will go up.
So you did the lifting service last year. You're introducing the watches this year. I guess that's going to be a priority for you both moving forward. What else are your plans for 2019?
So we're in the process of upgrading our computer system. It's actually key to how Careline works. So the staff do all the caring bit of it, but the computer system is the thing that allows us to track what people are doing, what piece of equipment is firing up. It's really important because we need to make the right responses. And our computer is 8 years old now.
Yeah.
So if you can imagine a laptop that's 8 years old, it's time to change it.
Yeah, and is that the same with the software that goes with it in terms of the call center?
So what has happened since the last time we needed to buy a computer system is everything's gone into the cloud.
Yeah.
Actually, it's a really good thing for us because we now no longer will need to have a disaster recovery suite. We can do things from home if we need to using broadband.
Yeah.
And in future, upgrades will happen seamlessly. There's no downtime. We'll just get the upgrades. And it also means you don't need to replace hardware.
No, that's right. You're always up to date and can turn on new services a lot quicker than having to introduce.
So I think that will be one of our aims this year, is to keep an eye on what's going on in the marketplace, and always looking for the next best product that can keep our service users safe.
Yeah. Have you got any vision on the sort of type of things that are sort of out there, but not
whether we like it or not? In 2025, they're turning off the analog telephone line for everybody.
Yeah.
So at the moment, we've got 3,000 analog alarms out there.
Wow.
So between now and 2025, we have to have a plan for turning all the analog alarms into digital alarms. But we're well on the way. That's the point. One of the points of the computer system that we're going to get. And I guess we will initiate a refresh program with all the equipment that's out there.
Yeah. And 2025 is not that far away, is it?
Really? No, I mean...
all right, 6 years, but it'll be here before we know.
But it will start gradually.
Yeah,
we've heard just this week that one of the telephony providers is already looking at it now.
Really?
But the important thing is they've come to services like ourselves, the people that deal with vulnerable people, and asking, when we do this, what's the impact? How can we mitigate that impact? So
another busy year then, by the sounds of it.
Certainly will be.
We've got one more song to play, and this is a group that I've not heard of before. Mark has asked for this one. It's the song I know, Call Me. I think I know the song.
I know, different song.
Different song altogether, is it? And
yeah.
St. Paul and the Broken Bones. Tell me just a quick bit about that.
Actually, it was a local friend that put me in touch with them about 4 years ago. So they're from Alabama. If you do see them live, great show. And this is off their first album.
So let's have a listen. For sure, but a great song. Call Me by St. Paul and the Broken Bones. I think, Mark, you've seen them a few times.
Seen them four times, yeah.
Four times.
You've very good live show.
Obviously, into. I will keep an eye out for their stuff. Now then, let's go back to, you know, the fundamentals. Tendring Care Line is there to help the people predominantly in the Tendring area. That's your main base, though you help elsewhere. How do people find out more about the service? How can they look at what you've got to offer? How can they go about the next step?
So they can either go on the Tendring District Council website, or they can call us on 01255 222 727. They can.
If you want, you can pop in and see us.
Pop into our showroom.
You have a showroom where people can actually look around and see what you have to offer.
The showroom's open Monday to Friday, 9 to 5. And it's stocked with all the pieces of equipment, so we've got the possibility to show people in a kind of a live demonstration how the things work. We've also got access to videos and a TV screen, so we can show it being used in the field. So it's in Pier Avenue in Clacton, 92. It's the old Barnes Coaches offices, if anybody remembers that far back, or next door to Revenues and Benefits. Please feel free to pop in. We'll make you a cup of tea, make you comfortable, and we can show you the equipment in comfortable surroundings.
And talking about your showroom, you've got an open day coming up early February.
We have. It's to celebrate the Dignity in Care So we are champions of that, or ambassadors. So we are having an open day where we're going to get some cakes and biscuits and cups of tea and just open up our front door so that people can pop in for a chat, come and see us and say hello.
Yeah, and try to publicise the work that Dignity and Care does for everybody that needs care, whether it's Careline or different sorts of care. It's really important that you treat people with respect.
I say back to your earlier point, it's not just about picking up the phone, it's what you then do from there and how you do it that really makes all the difference.
Exactly right.
Well, congratulations on the fantastic service. And, of course, you are our sponsor for our request show as well. Mustn't go without thanking you for that, because it's really, really appreciated.
Proud to do it.
So I think it's the fourth year you've been doing it now, something like that.
Must be 4 years.
Must be 4 years. So, we certainly appreciate that. And every time we do a request show, we make sure you get a good mention. So thank you once again for doing that for us.
Our pleasure.
So you want more information on Tendring Careline, do a web search for Careline, or go to the Tendring District Council website. You'll find it there. Or you can call them, Clacton 01255 222 727, or the showroom, which is in Pier Avenue in Clacton. Mark Westall, Claire Ellington, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Andy.
Thank you.
And here's to another successful year in 2019. Thanks for joining us here in the studio.